All right, welcome back to Coast. It's Friday night, Simply Red. That's what I'm talking about. Sitting in for George Norrie, I'm your host, Jimmy Church, and it is Friday. That means open lines, and those are next. Saturday, July 29th, 2017, from 5 to 8 p.m., it's George Norrie Live at the historic Everett Theater in Everett, Washington. It's radio on the stage. You get to check out George interviewing some of today's brightest experts in the world of ufology, paranormal, conspiracy, and all things unexplained. Special guests Robert Felix, Sonia, Grace, Mike Barra, and John Hogue. That's Saturday, July 29th at the Everett Theater in Everett, Washington. Tickets and info are over in the event section at coasttocoastam.com. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Friday night, sitting in for George Norrie and taking your calls next. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Open lines. Let's go straight out east to Ralph in Massachusetts. Ralph, you're up next on Coast.
Hey, thanks for taking my calls. My first time getting through in my life. And been listening since the days of in the desert. So the things you guys have been talking about have really kind of hit home with me. I'm a guy who was a lifelong musician and decided to become a family man and put my intellect into software, and doubled my income four times in 2 years and could afford a house and bought a house. And it happened to be on the tail end of the real estate bubble, which should have been a good thing. But the land that I bought became so valuable quickly, and my neighbors, who were upside down on their mortgages, hated me so much for profiting by just moving in at a particular time because of the market, that they kind of ganged up on me with the police. And one of my neighbors is a Boston homicide detective, and he literally has an 18-inch side yard of registered land. The rest of it is mine. It's supposed to be protected wetlands. And my police department and town have combined forces to physically restrain me and force me to watch my protected wetlands get destroyed by my cop neighbor while I watch. And my conservation commissioner says he'll give me the $125,000 fine for the wetland violation if I don't shut up. I mean, my town is called Marshfield. The entire town is a marsh.
Ralph, I'm trying to follow you here.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's been 58 months of mental anguish and about 2 years of no sleep.
Okay. I thought you wanted to talk to me about an abduction. What happened there?
Abduction? No, I'm talking about the lies and fake technology and stuff in the world. Because let me put it here this way. Everybody has GPS, and everybody knows their cell phone will tell them everything. And you can't lie about the surface of the Earth, and like you used to be able to. And everybody knows that. Even though 2 days ago in 1633 is when the Pope Urban locked up Galileo for standing behind his math, putting the sun in the center of the Earth. And back then, maybe he was one of the few people that could understand the math, but right now that math's in every kid's cell phone.
Well, what do you do, Ralph? What do you do to see through the deception?
Well, I use my job where I did actually reverse GPS satellite mapping of property lines, and I in fact mapped the entire surface of the Earth and hundreds of millions of property lines, including this one property that I happened to sign a 30-year mortgage for. And I'm in a county in court where they will use one portion of 21st century technology, like a GPS ankle monitoring bracelet, and they'll stick it around a citizen's ankle, and they'll use that data output to take his freedom away and lock him up.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And you know what's interesting about that is you don't know. It comes down to things like property lines, right? Or Google Earth. You don't know. It's just the information that is being presented to you. but you just don't know. Let's go to Wild Card. Let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Cornelius, you're up next. Cornelius, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy Church. This is about the second or third time I've talked to you on the God, Guns, and Gold, man, the Bible Bullets, Beans, man. I'm telling everybody to get ready in George Norrie's army, and your army too there, Mr. Jimmy Church.
That's what I'm talking about, Cornelius. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my friend Tommy Danheiser, you know, we just need to get ready. Like, Jimmy, some of these people, I don't know, it seems like they're distracting us. But I'm glad you had Brad on. And I don't know, do you think we'll be in a war pretty soon? What do you think?
Well, Cornelius, my advice is this. It doesn't matter to me if you're looking at the front of a box of cereal or if you're watching the news, right? Squint your eyes and question. That's all you got to do. Just question what you're seeing. Question what you're hearing. And that's it. Because these days, the abilities to feed you anything from any direction is there. So you just don't know. You don't. You don't know if you're reading it, if it's in a magazine or a newspaper, or if it's online, or if it's a movie or a TV series. It's just like everything is a little funky. So just squint your eyes and go,
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I will say one more thing.
Yeah.
I read the Bible a whole lot. I love when y'all have Bible prophecy people on and stuff like that. And even the alien people, because if you look in the Bible, the angels are seen as humans. So, and just like these giants you were talking about, all this stuff was in the Bible. If you read the Bible, you see it's going the way, you know, it's going. And I don't know if you saw an article the other day where Elon Musk wants to put chips in everybody's head. If that's not the mark of the beast, I don't know what he is.
Are you scared of that? I'm not.
Well, Jimmy, are you a biblical man or?
Well, this is Cornelius. I'll be really straight with you. Everything that is said today, whether it's in the Bible or it's in or any religion or urban myth and mythology that goes back, everything that is out there has been told, right? And it predates the Bible, and these stories have been passed down forever. Now, is some of it based in truth? Sure it is. Were they seeing things in the sky? Absolutely. What were angels could have been anything, and what are gods, and all of the knowledge that comes from the stars? Could this all be the same? Yes, absolutely. So am I a Bible guy? I'm a lost civilization mythology guy.
Why?
You know, and that's really the truth, because whether you read a text from the Bible or you look at some of the other stuff that has been written and passed down through, the ghost of Egypt that predated dynastic Egypt, you know, at 10,000 BC, listen to those stories. You know, it's pretty amazing. So that's where I come from, Cornelius. When let me answer your question about Elon Musk, and I do want to thank you for the phone call. Elon Musk wants to get an interface together to connect us to a computer system. So right. Our brains will have a common ground and interface to speak to, you know, computer language, and understand, and then start to get our consciousness and our dreams and our brain and everything to go back and forth with a computer system. He's not the only one trying to do this. Sandia National Labs is working on this. DARPA is working on the huge government funds are going in this direction. And it is certainly the next step. One thing I can guarantee you, if Elon Musk is going to get involved, it's probably going to get done. And that is pretty trippy. It's the future. It's inevitable, Cornelius. We can't stop this.
Well, I didn't say we could, but I just think that's the mark of the beast, and if we accept that, we're not going to essentially go to heaven. But like I said, that's what I believe, but I don't want to get hooked up to the Internet. I mean, I have enough with it. I really don't have a computer, so I'm kind of backwards in technology, I guess. And the only thing I get from is Coast to Coast Glenn Beck, Jim Baker, and but Coast to Coast has been true all the way from Art Bell and stuff. So y'all are telling the truth. That's one thing.
Yeah, and that's and thank you for that. And it's nice to speak to somebody that doesn't deal with the internet these days. Thank you so much for that, Cornelius. And have a great, safe rest of your evening, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow night on the show. Let's go to Chad, first-time caller in La Grande, Oregon. Chad, you're up next.
Hey, good evening or good morning, Jimmy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Chad. How are you?
Great. Hey, I come to you, Jimmy, and all the other people in America, all the citizens with a heavy heart. In fact, humanity with a heavy heart tonight. I just saw if I could source Fox News, and this has just been alerted, kind of a news alert, I guess you would call it, sorry, that the leader in North Korea, I'm not going to, again, try to pronounce his name, is stating that today, in fact, they're probably going to set off some kind of nuclear weapon in North Korea, test, in fact. He says if we respond in any way, shape, or form, he's going to wipe South Korea off the face of the earth. Now, I don't claim to be a prophet, any psychic or anything like that. I'm just an average American like everybody else. But I felt in a long time in my gut, and I didn't ask for this, I don't want it, but I've always felt for a long time like North Korea was most likely going to bring nuclear devices to our world in a way we haven't seen since World War II, at the very least. And so I come to everyone listening tonight with a heavy heart, whether you're religious or not, but say a prayer for the world, because I don't want to sound like doom and gloom here, but I feel like we're on the brink or the very edge of something horrible happening for the first time in our history. And again, I don't want to paint that picture and hope it comes true. I really don't want it to come true, but I'm one lonely American.
Right.
My gut tells me it's coming. And what are your thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Great phone call, Chad. And my take is this. I'm not doom and gloom. I say it all the time. I walk around with flowers hanging out of my pockets. All right. So that being said, the government of North Korea, and I'm going to be very cautious about how I say this because I can get just as emotional as the next guy. But I'll say this. There's no way that they would do anything as ridiculous as doing something offensive against South Korea or the United States, because in a very short order, North Korea would be a parking lot, and it's just not going to happen. They want to keep the regime going. It's just not going to happen. I'm just telling you, cooler heads are going to prevail, and that's it. I don't see anything crazy breaking out. It just can't happen and won't. There you go. Flowers are hanging out of my pocket tonight on this Friday. Let's go to west of the Rockies, Mark in San Francisco, California, the city. Mark, you're up next.
Hey, Jimmy.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing okay. My topic is basically everything that's been going around the internet for the last 2 years in regards to the flat earth. Something I would never, ever consider until I started talking about it with a couple of my friends, which are commercial pilots and private pilots. And when we started talking about it, it made me very uncomfortable because they thought I was crazy until they came back and they started questioning me. And basically it had to do with set altitude. And what I explained to them was, do they correct for the curvature of the earth when they fly, when they get to a set altitude, say 10,000 feet. They do not dip their noses down. They fly the complete distance based off sea level. And, you know, if you're on a sphere and you've got a flat line going over it at set altitude, that's the line you're flying on, you're going to get further distance between the planet and your set altitude. So it's eventually going to be 11,000 feet, 12,000 feet, over a short period of time.
Well, Mark, let me jump in before we hit this break, okay? So what you're suggesting, and I want to be clear here, you believe in the flat earth.
Well, I didn't at first. I mean, I was totally...
Hold on, Mark. It's a yes or no question. You believe in the flat earth?
I do now.
Okay. But you live in San Francisco. Okay. Listen, first off, the earth is round. Let's just be clear on that. Round. It's a globe. It's a globe. But let me say this. You live in San Francisco. All you have to do is get on a boat, head to the horizon, and take off for 5 to 10 miles. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to see other boats come over the horizon.
No, you don't.
Mark, stop. It's okay. I understand you want to believe that. But
I have friends. My family's in the Navy, and they work on aircraft carriers and submarines. And their line of sight is up to 50 miles straight on the surface.
Okay, if you want to bring somebody on this show from the Navy, enlisted in the Navy, to tell me that the earth is flat, I welcome that.
Well, I mean, you're not even hearing me out. All I was trying to explain was that they do not compensate for the curve. They fly straight level at set altitudes. Also, they base their LIDAR and their radar off the surface of the ocean. And they can see line of sight up to 50 miles. I'm off the coast here. I can see the Farallon Islands from 30 miles away. I can be down on the beach with a Celestion telescope and see where the waves are breaking on the shore from 30 miles away.
Sure, you can, of course. But Mark, and we're going to head towards a break right here. And this is my issue with that. Okay, I've done a lot of sailing. I've done a lot of flying. The earth is round. But, and hear me out. If that is indeed the case, so what you are saying is that everybody on planet Earth, teachers, government officials, religious people, military people, pilots, fire departments, police departments, every single professional on planet Earth is in on the flat Earth game. And that simply is not the case. It's an impossible. It's just not. And there's too many scientists that have risked their lives over hundreds and hundreds of years to get through the science of how the earth is. And that's it. That's my take. All right.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I called, because I wanted more of an opinion than yours. I just wanted to get that out there, that I have friends that are commercial pilots that will not go on the record because they risk their jobs. And I have friends that are private pilots that would not be willing to discuss this.
Okay, well, you know, and seriously, Mark, I mean, I'll put you on hold right now, and you can speak to Tom. We'll get your information. If you have a commercial pilot, I'll hide his identity. You have a commercial pilot that wants to come on this show that flies for a major airline to tell us on the air that the earth is flat, then I welcome that.
I'll tell you, United's not doing too well right now, so that's not going to happen.
Well, hey, but I don't think it's because the earth is flat. But, you know, look, this whole flat earth thing, it's amazing to me
how it caught
on. I think that any flat earther out there, this is my own opinion, you can send me all the email you want, any flat earther out there honestly does not believe that the earth is flat. They just like a good debate, and I love a good debate. So, Mark, with that, thank you for the phone call. We got to head to a break right here. It's Friday night. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in for George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Nothing like a Friday night on Coast, and I am able to say, rest in peace, Jay Giles. He passed away earlier this week, and, you know, Dan and I and Tommy sitting around before the show, what are we going to do? We've got to do a tribute, man. You know, and Jay Giles and Peter Wolf, that band was just meant so much to all of us in our generation growing up. And it's with a heavy heart, you know, but 71 years old, lived a good one. That's certainly for sure. So there you go. Jay Giles passed away early this week at his home. All right. It's Friday night. We're taking your phone calls. But before we get back to that, and I understand we have a surprise caller lined up. I don't know who this is. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. The surprise caller, I don't know who, I really, really don't know who it is next. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Coast AM. I love Fridays. Open lines, hanging out with all of you, the Coast audience and the Coast family. It's just, it's the best night of the week. Sitting in for George Norrie tonight, I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Follow me on Twitter at JChurchRadio. I've got a pile of Twitter questions. I'm going to get to all of those in just a minute. But as promised, I don't know who's on the line, but we have a surprise guest. And welcome to Coast. Who's calling?
How dare you, Mr. Jimmy Church? I don't know who you think you are for shaking the very nature of America, betraying our trust. Do you know who this is, Mr. Jimmy Church?
You know, check this out. You know what's interesting is what trust would I be betraying?
The trust of the everlasting Lord. The trust of Mr. J.C. Webster III, God's 10-star, 10-star, 10-star general against
but J.C.
and people like you who want to destroy America.
Hey, J.C., we have the same initials, man. We're on the same page.
That's right. You have stolen and plagiarized my name. And from this day forward, America, on notice, that J.C. Webster will no longer tolerate your fornications against my name. You are a fornicator against my name.
Really?
You? Yes, because I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you harbor in...
I harbor in what?
In my woman, servant. Listen, things have not been good at the compound for Mr. Webster.
Well,
Mr. Webster has been infected with the flu from the New World Order, and you are a part of it.
I'm a part of the New World Order.
Listen, America is occupied by Vladimir Putin. We are now under the control. We are a vassal state of the Soviet Union, and you are a mouthpiece for the Soviet Union. Don't you try to dare deny the fact that you speak for Mr. Vladimir Putin, and that you and Art Bell and everybody else tries to control America to the media.
Yeah, but J.C., let's try to talk through this, my friend. I am not your friend. I don't even speak Russian.
Please, Mr. Church, do not call me your friend. Do not please try to placate me as your friend. This is the problem with America today. Everybody wants to be polite. We all want to be friends. We are not friends, Mr. Church. Do not make a mistake that I am your friend, okay, Mr. Church?
Okay.
I am your enemy.
Why? See, this is the thing, J.C., when you go through life with baggage hanging down that's negative, then you don't feel good. You need to cut loose of the Samsonite.
Shut up. Don't you double talk me. I have never been so enraged in my life at listening to a person like you who is trying to destroy America. And you are succeeding with the help of your friend, Vladimir Putin. The Russians are in control of our government. Listen to me. The Russians are hiding Edna P. Pringle, my woman servant. The Russians are promoting homosexuality in America today. And you are right there with them, helping them. And you, Mr. Church.
What do I do to help them? I would like to change and improve. What am I doing?
Don't you dare try to play dumb with Mr. Webster. You've tried to kill me. You're trying to kill me right now. Mr. Webster has been sick for many months with the flu. And the flu is not abating because you're spraying chemicals in the airwaves against me. And you, Mr. Church, who try to speak against me and now have co-opted what Mr. Norrie has built.
Well, see, this is the thing, J.C., and I find it interesting because what you are saying is I'm not even aware of being controlled. So, I mean, what this kind of makes me a little bit nervous. What is it that I need to see?
You are being controlled because the devil has control of you. This is how the devil works. This is, everything is on the line tonight on Coast to Coast AM. We are about danger. World War III against Kim Il-Jung and that mother, and I will not say the word.
J.C. Webster.
Who is trying to destroy America. You are a puppet. You are a shell of the North Korean-Russian alliance who is come against America. And I will no longer, J.C. will no longer tolerate you trying to subjugate. This is my program.
Thank you so much.
Belongs on Coast to Coast AM. J.C. Webster should be the host, not you.
All right, J.C., thank you for the phone call, man. And I got to tell you, that right there is a rite of passage. That's a rite of passage to take a call from J.C. Webster and get schooled. And that's why I enjoy Friday nights right here on Coast. All right, let's get back to it. Everybody on hold here happened to be a part of the history that is going down on this Friday night. Dan, what do you want to do? Let's go with Gary in Washington. Gary, wild card. You're up next on Coast.
Hi, George. Excuse me, Jim.
It's okay, Gary. I've been called George before. It's all right. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to relay an experience I had, contact experience in Arizona, 2008, February 2008. With Pleiadians and Andromedans. I was caretaking my dad's trailer, and it's located 8 miles south of Quartzsite, Arizona.
Okay.
Way out in the middle of the desert.
Right, right.
And when a number of them, I was working night shift, came home in the morning, and several of them were standing around. I thought they were initially friends of my dad that I had never met, but I soon realized that they were contactees, and I have been an abductee throughout my life, since childhood. And anyway, over the course of approximately 3, maybe 4 days, a number of them in the evening. They had a mothership. It's at arm's length, probably a little less than your thumbnail, and they're white with about 15 to 20 red pods around them. And they were basically, they had a mission that they would start, introducing throughout the United States, starting with the Southwest, Southern California, and moving across the South and on up the East Coast, so forth. And, to basically introduce themselves, integrate, and as you all know and your listeners know, they live among us, look like us, and can take our shape or form. And one evening, a gentleman who took the form of an older human, I went outside and took a smoke break, and he was out there by the fence line of my dad's property, and was waving down a number of pods. Those red glowing spots were very small around, let's say you're looking at the moon and a full moon.
Well, Gary, let me jump in really quick and ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Do you feel that it was a positive experience?
Absolutely.
And well, and what I mean, you know, you hear so much about, you know, the negative aspects or a negative ET race or species, or, you know, some are benevolent, and you hear both sides. So for you, was it a positive experience, and did it scare you, or would you do it again?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. They brought nothing but love. I felt, you know, it was, in a sense, in a weird sense, it was like a family reunion. There was no surprise to me. It was like, oh, here you guys are. You know, my house is open. My dad's house was empty except for me caretaking. I was running a fifth wheeler over the fence line from my dad's neighbor, who were gone at the time. And they came in and, you know, basically introduced themselves. One of them, the female, in my dad's living room, showed me the globe of their planet from, you know, from Pleiades, the main star, the brightest star of that constellation.
Right, right.
Which is actually, I believe, Taurus. So anyway, it was kind of like a translucent globe, about 18 inches, suspended in my dad's living room, and they showed the various continents and so forth, you know.
So the globe of the planet, it showed the land, the water, and it, you know, it's just like a representation of Earth, but it was their planet in the Pleiades?
Exactly. Yes, I'm trying to think of the name.
That's okay. Well, hold on, Gary, I've got questions, so hear me out really quick. Sure. Was the globe solid? Was it like a model, or was it a hologram? Was it a visual?
A hologram.
It was a hologram.
Yes, yeah. It was translucent, kind of a whitish, and then it showed the land area. Some the continents. One kind of reminded me of Australia. I didn't see any that were the continents that were connected necessarily, but were definitely continents.
And what do you think they were trying to tell you?
Well, what they told me was that they're trying to make their presence more well known by taking you know, the human form and going across the United States, this is an 08, and integrating, and as you know, they're amongst us.
Would I be able to tell if they were walking down the street? Would I know?
Not necessarily. No. The Pleiadians are the, like the Nordic, very tall. Their ears are set lower than ours, and if you weren't looking for it, if it was covered with hair, you would not necessarily recognize them.
Wow, that is an unbelievable experience, Gary. And the one thing, thank you for the phone call, is I've always been curious about that. If you're walking down the street, would you know? You know, would you know? Or are they among us, literally? Let's go to Wild Card, Mike, in Livermore, California. You're up next on Coast. What's up, Mike?
Hi, good morning, Timmy. I knew I was going to get on because Cornelius was on, but JC was an additive because I always get
Livermore on. Oh, Mike, you're breaking up. Let's say, Mike, I'm going to have...
No, I'm sorry. I just went off speakerphone.
Oh, okay. All right. You scared me, Mike. You scared me. Yeah, when was the last time you heard JC on the show? That was pretty cool.
Oh, man, that's been ages. And, you know, people out there who are not Christians and don't understand, don't believe JC. He is not anything near what Christianity is.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, he's been part of this show for so, so long. And I've always asked myself, Mike, over the years, it would be the coolest thing, you know, to finally get to talk to JC Webster. And, you know, it happened tonight. Finally.
Oh, I didn't realize that was your first time. Oh my God.
I've listened to him over the years, just like everybody else has. I'm surprised he hasn't called into my other show, yet, but you know, there you go. It was cool, man. It was cool.
Well,
I got to talk to JC.
He's very entertaining, if nothing at the least. Cornelius,
yes.
Don't worry about the mark of the beast, okay? It's not just accepting the mark of the beast. It's accepting the devil as your Lord. I mean, they go hand in hand if you actually know what the prophecy is. And Bible prophecy, oh, it's just amazing. You know what I mean? You related all the religions together and the myths and everything else. And I'm like you. I love learning all that stuff.
Right,
right. It's knowledge.
Right.
You just have to learn it.
Right.
But for people who don't know, Bible prophecy has never been proven wrong.
Well, you know what I do, Mike, and let me throw this out there. We're going to head towards a break, so I just want your answer really quick before we hit the break. And thank you for the phone call. This is what I do when I am reading, whether it could be any religious text, but I insert alien ET and flying saucers in with just different words that need to be changed, right? And it's just a great science fiction epic drama. That's what I do. And then it all kind of makes sense to what they were seeing so many years ago. What do you think about that? You ever done it?
Well, yeah, exactly. Everything I hear about ET or paranormal, I always put it to the test of the Bible.
Right.
And I go through that. And really, I mean, that's just it. Open your mind up and listen. But, you know, Jimmy, one thing, everybody's worried about the end of the world, nuclear holocaust, what's Trump going to do? Are we going to blow up one world order? Guess what? The Bible tells us all of that. And
Mike, we got to hit a break right here, but you're absolutely right. Thank you for the phone call. Says Fade to Black. It's Friday night. Open lines. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in for George Norrie. More of your phone calls are next. Stay with us.